Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Erevin Daf Beis. The Mishnah begins, Mavoi Shugavoya Lamaila Me Esrim Amma, Yemayit. A Mavoi that is higher than 20 Amis, and there are different explanations in the Rishonim. What exactly is higher? Is the beam higher according to Rashi? That's how Rashi learns. Are the walls higher? Is the airspace higher? But whatever it is, if it's higher than 20 Amis, Yemayit, you have to make it lower in order for it to be a place where you could carry on Shabbos. Now, the Rashba in Chuvis, somebody asked him the following question on Rashi. Rashi explains what a Rishus HaRabim is in the Brahmaskal Mavoi. Rashi says a Rishus HaRabim is a Srakya and a Platya Gedoyla, and it has to be similar to the Degalim in the Midbar. But Rashi says that this Mavoi is not a Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because even if it's 16 Amis wide, it's not Mefulish, it's not open on both sides. Elo Roshe Echot Pesuach L'Rishus HaRabim, V'Roshe Echot Sassum, the other end is closed. The Yavam Mefulish, if it would be open on both sides, would have a mystery Bekaira, Kedamina Begamara. A Kaira wouldn't be sufficient in order to close it up and to make it a place where you could carry. The Kivin de Lavrish of Sarabimhu, Sharil Tiltule, Beimin Atayra, Bli Shum Tikun. Midai Raisa, since it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's mutter to carry in it without any Tikun. Rabbanon Gazar Alei Mishum de Asi Lechlufe, Rishus HaRabim. And the Rabbanon made Xera because you may come mix it up with Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, they will matter with a takana of a lechi or a kaira in order that it should be a heker. That dafka over here you could carry, but not an Rishus HaRabim. And the question is, why does Rashi say that it's not a Rishus HaRabim, which you could now be metaltal in it? Why didn't Rashi just say that it's a Rishus HaYachid, or be an Afkamina? Is this mava which has three walls and it's open to the Rishus HaRabim, is it a Rishus HaYachid? If I throw something or I carry something from the Rishus HaRabim into this area, Midai Raisa, is the person who does that going to be Chayiv? So the Rashi says, Eina Chanami, he really is a Rishus HaYachid. The point Rashi is trying to make is, why did we require this Tikkun? And the reason why we required a Tikkun was, like Rashi says, the Loi Asi Lechlufe, a person should have come confuse this open area with the Rishus HaRabim and Metaltel Dalet Amis. Truth is, we're going to get to the sugya later on Daf Yud Beis, where there's a discussion already in the Gemara between Meshamai and Beis Hillel, what exactly is a Rishus HaYachid. But I would like to point out the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Dine Mavi Vilachi, the first Bir Halacha, he says, on the Mechaber says that a place that has three Mechitzes, the Chachamim said that you can't be Metaltel in this area until you make a Tikkun on the fourth side. And the Bir Halacha says, this Shaila, whether the Mavoi is called a Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah to be Mechayiv, the person who throws from this area into Rishus HaRabim, he says it's a Machlekes between the Rishonim. The Rambam in Perek Yudalid says there is no Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah unless it has four walls, or at least three walls, and a Lechi on the fourth side. And he says that the Rabbeinu Chananel and his Pirush Daf Yud Beis would seem to indicate that Shita as well. However, most Paiskim, and he says Rashi and Erevin Daf Yud Beis, Taisus in other places, says the Ravid in his Asagas, the Rush in the first parak of Sukkah, the Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, and the Chedushe HaRashba, and the Ritva, they all hold three mechitzes or two mechitzes and a lechi are a Rishus HaYachir Gomor min HaTorah. And the way the Rashba is learning our Rashi says the same thing, holds the same thing, that really, once it has three walls, the Rishus HaYachir min HaTorah. The reason why Rashi did not discuss that point, Rashi focused on the Rishus HaRabim, was because that's the focus of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is explaining, why do I have to have this heker? Why do I have to put up this kaira? And the reason is, because you may become confused, you may mix up this area with a Rishus HaRabim. If we allow you to carry without any heker, you're going to carry in a Rishus HaRabim as well. Have a wonderful day.